It's time for the symphony's annual Russian Spectacular, and this year we'll be having a guest conductor, William Edens. I caught up with Bill last week at his home in Minneapolis. Let's start with just talking about the program a little bit. The Pensacola Symphony plays a concert every April that we call Russian Spectacular, and I thought maybe you could muse a little bit about what it is with Russian music that makes it so pleasing to both audiences and performers.
People say that there's something in the Russian character. They have a real method of putting the human spirit right on the shirt sleeve and making it evident, no matter what the idiom is, whether it's, you know, literature or music or art, it's right there.
Put that into musical terms. What does that mean for an orchestra piece?
Oh, it means that you need to hold on to your hat. most of the time. You know that you are going to really run the gamut of what the orchestra is capable of in creating sound and creating emotion.
Well, when I first started talking with you about this program, Tchaikovsky Fifth is one of the first pieces that we settled on. Dig a little bit into the specifics of the piece. What is it about Tchaikovsky Fifth that strikes you?
One of the things that I love the most about Tchaik Five is that the thematic material, the theme, keeps coming back in various forms. There is that kind of central DNA that you find throughout this symphony that I think really just kind of ties it together.
Well, let's dig down into that a little bit. Here's the theme that opens the first movement of the symphony. And this is how it sounds when he brings it back at the climax of the second movement. And the same theme returns in a completely different style to open the finale.
For my money, I know this is controversial for a lot of people, but for my money, this is by far and away the best of his symphonies.
I know you spend a lot of time as a guest conductor with some very major orchestras. Talk a little bit about what it's like to come into town as a guest conductor.
The musical equivalent of the shotgun wedding.
Well, I was going to say blind date, but...
You know, this music, we don't have a lot of time. And this music requires a commitment from everyone that one cannot shirk. You come in and you go, okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a couple of days and we've got to put together one of the great masterpieces of Western musical literature, and we're all going to have to trust each other that we are going to, you know, do this at the best of our abilities. Go.
Well, Bill, it's been wonderful to talk to you for this, and I am looking forward to sitting in the audience with my lovely wife and listening to the orchestra that I know and love so much put through its paces, and I'm sure I'm going to hear some wonderful music that night.
I certainly hope you do, Peter. Thank you for having me out, and I'm so looking forward to this.